It is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, stopping in Las Vegas, presented by Duffy Sports Grill, Christian Catt with ESPN West Palm, alongside Houston Cougars head coach Willie Fritz. Coach, what brought you to Houston? Why was the time right this year in your first year with the Cougars?
You know, I'd been a few other places. I'd coached junior college, D2, 1AA, group of five football. I wanted to coach at the highest level of collegiate football, and I've been in and around Houston quite a bit. I was the head coach at Blinn Junior College. I was head coach at Sam Houston State. I actually coached some high school ball just outside of Houston, and my daughters both live there. So it was kind of a home run for me and my wife to kind of go back home and be able to take over a program that I think is a sleeping giant.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Texas is Big 12 country. What is it about Texas and football that goes together hand in hand and is different than any other of the 49 continental United States?
You know, my first week at Houston, I went out and watched the teams that were still preparing for the state championship. And I got there and I talked to one of my coaches. I called him up. I said, man, I missed all this. You know, it's the organization, the structure, the facilities, you know, the kids understanding technique and fundamentals. I mean, a lot of these high schools in Texas they're like small colleges, or not even small colleges, big colleges, and with their resources, and they run it like a college program. So there's not a whole lot of breaking a guy into getting into college football and how you do things at the college level. And there's just so many. I didn't get on a plane during the month of December and January. Just drove every place where I was recruiting. So it's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it.
What is the recruiting pitch for Houston? When you go into these kids' living rooms and you go to their schools, what are you telling them? Why should they be a Cougar?
Well, I've been talking since I became head coach in 93 about recruit, retain, develop. A lot of people use that slogan now, but I was using it years and years ago. I got
trademark
it.
Trademark that. Get some royalties.
I got it off somebody else, to be honest with you. But there weren't a whole lot of us using it back then. But we talk about recruiting bona fide Division I student athletes with character. You know, the big thing is, Houston is a great academic institution. We're a Tier 1 academic institution. We've got 48,000 students. We've got 267 different degrees you can choose from. So I always push that first and foremost, because not everybody's going to play in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Right? That we talk about retaining them. We're going to have a culture where our guys are going to feel good and proud of being a Houston Cougar and a graduate of the University of Houston and playing football at the University of Houston. I lost very few kids at Tulane. Right. And the reason for that is the culture that we had. And then last but not least is develop the guys. I think I got 17 guys playing the NFL from Tulane right now, and 12 of them, we were their only Division I offer. So we're going to do a good job. This guy's good enough to be able to make it to the next level. We're going to help him with that transition, technique, fundamentally, and schematically.
You mentioned your stop at Tulane, and you've been around the block. We talked about a lot of different stops.
Right, a few places.
But specifically with Tulane, really leading the single largest single-season turnaround with the Green Wave, going to 12-2, winning your bowl game, the Sugar Bowl. What did you learn? Cotton Bowl, excuse me.
I'll get the Cotton Bowl people mad at me.
I was talking about Baylor before. That's what got me confused. Yeah. What was it about your stop at Tulane that prepared you for this stop in Houston? What did you learn in your 9 years?
Well, you learn something at every place that you're at. You know, I've really, appreciated my journey, because I've got great appreciation for everybody's job. You know, I did the media guides when I was head coach at Tulane. I mean, the head coach at Blinn. I advise, schedule, enroll student athletes. I was strength coach. I was D coordinator, O coordinator, special teams coordinator. I've just done everything. And I think that helps you when you go into a new spot, so that you can, give the message to your support staff, this is how I want things done. And I'm very particular about how we do things with our guys academically, and how we do things in the training room, how we do things. I was a strength coach for 14 years, how we do things strength and conditioning wise, how we meet offensively, defensively, kicking games. So I think that give me an advantage is that I've done a lot of jobs, wore a lot of hats. Yeah.
And you talked about how you want your staff structured and how you want them to do things. What can you tell me about your staff that you're bringing here to Houston to start off 2024?
I got a great staff. First thing is they got to be good people for me to hire them. You know, these guys are, you know, it's such an important part of these guys' life, 18 to 22 years of age. And I've got really good people coaching for me. And they're also fantastic coaches. I really think I hit a home run with my staff. I, you know, sometimes you worry about that. And, you know, I go outside my circle. But I've been in this game so long that it's, you know, there's not a guy that I don't know somebody that he knows well.
Right.
And I can get real information about the guy. And then nowadays you can pull the tape on and, you know, watch them and what they're doing offensively, defensively, kicking you. If it's a D-line coach, you know, how does he teach technique fundamentals? He's probably done a clinic somewhere. I can sit and watch. And so I do a lot of prep work before I actually bring a guy in for the official interview.
And that's your staff. Now your team, your quarterback, Donovan Smith, he's a dual threat in every sense of the word. He can run it, he can pass it. How does that open up your team and your offense?
Well, I'm just really excited about Donovan. You know, he's a big guy. He's 6'5", 6'6", 235 pounds. Good movement, good speed, throws the ball well. You know, nowadays, if you have a true dual threat quarterback, it's a huge advantage for you. And everybody's looking for him, but usually they can do one thing a lot better than they do the other thing. He's good at both. And I think he's going to surprise a lot of people in his second year as a starter in the Big 12. I shouldn't really say that. He started at Texas Tech
right
before he came to U of H. So we're very excited about him.
And what goals are you setting for your team? Are there numbers attached to the goals, or is it more of an organizational thing for year one here at Houston?
Oh, yeah, I want to win every game. You know, it's how we look at it. So, you know, but it's 1-0 for us. We got our first game of the year is going to be a team from here in town. We got UNLV, yeah. And they won 9 games last year, got a very good program. So, we feel like we got enough talent that we can do some great things in year one. That's what we're wanting to accomplish.
Now, we're in the age of NIL. Those 3 letters that every head coach, every administrator, names, image, and likeness. I'm not telling you. I'm telling anybody at home. But I have a question for you. It's not about the whole song and dance about should they, shouldn't they, good for the sport, bad for the sport. If NIL existed when you played college football, you'd be a millionaire. What would be the first endorsement that you would want at Pittsburgh State? Someone comes to your living room and you say, you know what, I want to endorse you.
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. Probably some with fried chicken.
Yeah.
fried chicken junkie, I guess that would be it.
Great. Well, Coach Willie Fritz from the Houston Cougars joining us here on the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Coach, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Go Cougs.